Chapter 28, Temple Under Attack. We need not fear death of the earthly body. The earthly body is a wonderful mobile home created by God for a season. Like all parts of the body, it functions as long as God decrees. David the psalmist said, "Every day of my life was recorded in your book before one of them had taken place." That was Psalm chapter 139, verse 16. I interpret David's statement to mean that God has predetermined how many days we will live on earth. We're like space travelers who are sent on a mission with just enough oxygen to last for the mission. Will God ever change his mind about how long we'll live on earth? Yes, he could. There is some biblical evidence that seems to indicate God changed his plans at times. However, the key point is that God alone sets the limits of our living and our dying. We do not, and Satan does not. However, we can affect the quality of life that we'll have within those boundaries. We can affect the choices we make during the time we're here on earth. Satan can't make us do anything, but he can entice us to let him in. Once we give him permission to enter, we'll find he speaks pretty loudly. We'll find that we agree with him more and more often, and life will be a downhill spiral into destruction. But if we keep our guard up and stay true to God, will this life be trouble-free? Will life on Easy Street be our reward for making a good choice? No. Satan will continue to attack. He'll continue to deceive and affect the way we look at our circumstances. Satan will continue to use every tactic he has to lure us away from God and to himself. When he comes at us again and again, he'll be hoping that we'll believe God has forsaken us. He'll be hoping we can then give up and he can subdue us. Jesus didn't mince words about the state of a world with Satan and his demons running around in it. He said, "In this world, you will have trouble, but cheer up. I've overcome the world." That was John chapter 16, verse 33. Now, Satan will continue to shake the outside of the temple, but he can't get through the internal spiritual wall as long as we wear our God-given spiritual underwear.